Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature three more Motown artists that left the Motown record label and had some great success. This half hour, we'll hear from the Spinners, the Commodores, Jimmy Ruffin, the Four Tops, Lionel Richie, Michael Jackson, and Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Well, first up this half hour, the Spinners on the Atlantic record label, then came you, right here on Motown Memories.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Oh, reach out and touch my soul. Give my life so much meaning, and everyone a heart.
Rockman with Gonna Give Her All the Love I've Got. They reached number 29 in the United States Billboard charts from 1967. Before that, the Commodores with a pretty tune, Sweet Love, number 5 from 1975. And we started with the Spinners, known in the UK as the Detroit Spinners, a number 1 hit from 1974 on the Atlantic record label. That was Then Came You. Well, you found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for the hour, we've been featuring some great Motown artists that had hit songs after left the Motown record label. Well, I've heard from four of those groups or artists so far. Coming up, the fifth group, the Four Tops, with a great song called Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got. Well, this song was written by Dennis Lambert and Bryant Potter, and it was released as a single by the Four Tops on the ABC Dunhill record label, and it was taken from the album called Keeper of the Castle. The song was originally recorded by the singing trio of Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds, and it was released on their 1972 album called Hallway Symphony. Well, the Four Tops hit version was led by longtime singer Levi Stubbs, and included special co-lead spots by the other Four Tops, namely Lawrence Payton, Obie Benson, and Dirk Fakir, in that respective order during the song's chorus. The song explains the love a man feels for the woman that he's in love with. Well, here are the Four Tops. Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, right here on Motown Mary.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her, heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Lionel Richie with Love Will Conquer All. They reached number 9 in the United States Billboard charts from 1986. And we started with the Four Tops on the Dunhill record label, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, reaching number 4 from 1973. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, so far we've featured 5 Motown artists that left the Motown record label and had some success. Well, coming up, the 6th one this hour, Michael Jackson, perhaps the most successful post-Motown artist, and the number one smash hit, the song Beat It. Well, Beat It was produced by Quincy Jones, with co-production by Michael Jackson, and it was the 3rd single from the singer's 6th solo album called Thriller, released in 1982. Interestingly enough, Eddie Van Halen played the song's distinctive overdriven guitar solo, but was prevented by his record label from appearing in the music video. Well, Beat It was a platinum-certified 45, and it received the Grammy Awards for Grammy Award of the Record of the Year and Best Male Rock Vocal Performance, as well as 2 American Music Awards, and the song was inducted into the Music Video Producers Hall of Fame. Well, Beat It propelled the album called Thriller into becoming the best-selling album of all time. Well, here is Michael Jackson with Beat It, right here on Motown.
They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face, you better disappear. The fire's in their eyes and their words are really clear. So beat it, just beat it. You better run, you better do what you can. Don't want to see no blood, don't be a macho man. You want to be tough, better do what you can. So
beat it.
Beat it.
Beat it.
Beat it.
Don't. Continue with Tom Fowler.
Take Me Girl, I'm Ready, reaching number 50 on the U.S. pop charts from 1971. And we started with Michael Jackson's smash number one from 1983 on the Epic record label. That was Beat It. Well, this hour, we featured six Motown artists that had some success after they left the Motown record label. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.